Hello, and thanks for joining us here on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today, Rick continues teaching a series called Connecting with God, the Lord's Prayer. In these lessons, Rick shows you what it means to truly be spiritually connected to God and to each other through the power of God's love and God's Word. In just a little while, we're going to tell you how to get the Lord's Prayer Words of Hope and Happiness gift book. This life-giving resource will help you strengthen the hope of the children you love by introducing them to the Lord's Prayer. Go to PastorRick.com to find out more or text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with part three of a message called The Prayer of Connection.
You have a Heavenly Father who is aware, and you have a Heavenly Father who cares. He's caring. And he's concerned about every single detail of your life. The Bible says he knows every hair on your head and their original color. He knows it all. Now the Bible says this, Matthew chapter 6. So don't worry. Don't worry. Saying, what are we going to eat? Or what are we going to wear? Your Heavenly Father, that's the caring Father, your Heavenly Father knows you need these things. How many of your fathers? Can I see your hands? How many of your fathers? Okay. Fathers, do you want your kids to worry about, are we going to have enough to eat? Of course not. Do you want your kids worrying about, am I going to have any clothes to wear? Of course not. Caring dads take care of those needs. They care for their kids. Even though we are imperfect, sinful, and often quite selfish, I care that much about my kids. I want them to have enough to eat and enough to wear. And God says, now look, if you being imperfect care about those things, don't you think that I, who am the essence of love, the only reason you're able to love is because you're like me, made in my image, I am the essence of all love, don't you think I'm constantly thinking about your needs? I love you that much. You see, the point is this. Whenever we begin to doubt the love of God, there's a warning light. It's called worry. Worry is the warning light, bomp, 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 that you have forgotten how much God loves you. Worry is the warning light, you've stopped realizing how much God cares. And we always get into trouble when we doubt God's love for us. Some of you really struggle with worry. I had a guy tell me one time, he said, Rick, you know, I worry so much. I guess I just don't love God enough. That's the reason I worry. I just don't love God enough. And I said, nope, you're wrong. You're way off base. You're dead wrong. The reason you worry so much is not because you don't love God enough. The reason you worry so much is you don't know how much he loves you. Because if you knew and felt how much your Heavenly Father cares compassionately, constantly about you, you'd have to love him back. If you don't love God, it just means one thing, you don't know him. You can't help but love a God who loves you. And the more you understand how much he loves you, the more you fall in love with him. And if you feel distant from God and you feel God is a million miles away, it's because you don't understand the kind of caring father he really is. It's the first step to inner peace. Now, God is not only a caring father. Number two, he is a consistent father. That's really important, especially when everything's changing around us. He is a consistent father. He will never let you down. He can be counted on. He is dependable. He is reliable. He is worthy of trust. James 1:17 says this, every good and perfect gift is from the Father. That means everything in your life that's good, God gave it to you. even the air you're breathing right now. Everything you have is a gift from God, including your life. You wouldn't even be alive if God hadn't given it to you as a gift. Everything in your life is a good and perfect gift from God the Father, who does not change. Circle that. He does not change like shifting shadows. He is an unchanging, consistent Father. Now, human fathers, we're often unpredictable. And some fathers are actually quite fickle. I've talked to teenagers who said, you know, growing up, I never knew how my dad was going to treat me. I never knew if he was going to be silent or violent. I never knew how my dad was going to react, or I never knew whether he was going to hug me or slug me. I never knew if he was going to take me in or reject me, whether he'd accept me or he'd reprove me. And it just left me feeling very confused, because my father was so fickle, depending on whether he was drunk or tired or thinking about something else or watching a game or whatever. I just couldn't depend on him. Inconsistent fathers produce insecure children. But the thing about God is he's not moody. Your heavenly Father is consistent. He never has a bad day. He never has a bad hair day. He doesn't wake up on the wrong side of the bed. He doesn't wake up grumpy or grouchy. He doesn't say, you know, I really had a tough night. Who could I zap today? God just doesn't walk around going, man, that really ticks me off. No, he is a consistent Father. He is not moody. He is not fickle. And one of the things I can count on is that God always acts the same toward me. Look at this verse, 2 Timothy. Even if we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot disown himself. That is such a profound verse. I want us to read it aloud together. Even if we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot disown himself. Now, we know that the world is changing. In fact, the world is changing faster and more than ever before. Everybody agree with that? It's changing more than ever before. It's changing faster than ever before. Years ago, Alvin Toffler wrote a book called Future Shock, in which he said that in times of rapid change, people need what he calls islands of stability. They need an anchor, a spiritual, emotional anchor to hang on to when everything else is flying off the wall. When everything else is up in the air, you need something in your life that absolutely never changes. To set your anchor in for the anchor of your soul, you need an island of stability in order to handle the stress. There's only one problem. Friends, on this planet, nothing lasts. Nothing. Nothing lasts. No relationship lasts. No wealth lasts. No health lasts. No job lasts. No economy lasts. No nation lasts. Everything on this planet is temporary. There's only one thing on this planet you can count on that is not ever going to change, and that is the consistent, caring love of your Heavenly Father. So if you want to make it through the next few years and the tough times, you better put your anchor into that. If you put your trust in another person, they're going to change. If you put your trust in a job, it's going to change. If you put your trust in your wealth, your bank account, it will change. Anybody want to give a testimony? If you want to put your trust in yourself, you're going to change. You are going to change. There's only one thing that won't change: God. Our Heavenly Father, who is consistently loving, consistently caring, consistently compassionate. He says this, God will never go back on his promises.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. If you've missed any part of today's teaching, you can listen online anytime at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
Perhaps the most important role you can play in the life of a child is teaching them to trust God through prayer. It's the key to living with hope. Jesus said we should always pray and never give up. That's why it's important to strengthen the hope of children by introducing them to Jesus' model for prayer at an early age. And we're excited to tell you about a very special resource to help you do just that. It's called The Lord's Prayer, Words of Hope and Happiness. This book brings the poetic scripture of the King James Version of the Bible to life. Readers young and old will enjoy thoughtful insights from New York Times bestselling author, Pastor Rick Warren, and stunning illustrations by award-winning artist, Richard Jesse Watson. It's sure to become a meaningful bedtime ritual, a treasured memory, and a lasting legacy that bears good fruit for generations to come. This wonderful book is a perfect way to share the beauty and richness of the Lord's Prayer with the children the Lord has placed in your life. And we'll send it to you to say thanks when you give a gift to Daily Hope. Your gift will be used to help take the good news of Jesus Christ to people everywhere. Just call 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com. That's 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com. Thanks so very much.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Once again, here's Pastor Rick Warren.
You know, this is an amazing thing. When you look at all of the different religions, and they're all man-made, God, we're not talking about religion. We're talking about our intimate relationship with God. Every religion is man-made. And in all man-made religions, God is fickle. God is moody. God has to be appeased and pleased. And whether it is we've got to sacrifice a virgin, or we've got to follow this eightfold path, or these 10 steps, or these commandments, or we've got to do this and look this way and bend that way and pray this way and on and on and on and on. And we've got to appease God because God is moody. All the way back from Greek mythology, where the gods are fickle today, and so we've got to please them and appease them. But that's not the true God. God says in his word, Malachi 3:6, I, the Lord, do not change. It's the only thing that doesn't change. Culture changes, opinion changes, science changes. God doesn't change. Now, the Bible says this, God will never go back on his promises. Do you know the greatest cause of resentment and rebellion in children? The number one cause, broken promises. But Dad, you promised. But Mom, you promised. And it causes rebellion and it causes resentment, broken promises. But God keeps his promises. I never go back on my promises. He says, you can count on it. Look at the verse in the back of your outline. My God is changeless in his love for me. He is caring and he is consistent. Now, the problem is all of us grew up with inconsistent fathers. I am an inconsistent father. Everybody is inconsistent. And as a result, that creates these insecurities in our lives. And some of you really had to struggle this more than others. Tom's going to talk about the next one.
How do you handle the fact that you have an inconsistent parent or even had deep struggles with a parent growing up? You recognize there is a consistency and faithfulness to God's love that you can't find anywhere else. He's a consistent father. There's a third thing about God. When Jesus said, our Father, what kind of a God was he praying to? What kind of a father? Number three, he is a close father. He is close. He's not distant. He's not far away. He's not this from a distance God. God is not as far away as the furthest star. He's as close as your next heartbeat. He is right there with you every moment. Here's what the Bible says about that. It's the next verse, Acts 17:27. God did this, all the things he's done in history. God did this so that what people would reach out for him and find him, since he is not far from each one of us. God is with you right now. He's not a million miles away. Now, it might feel like he's a million miles away. I've felt that. But your feelings and reality don't always match. We all know that's true. And the truth is, God is right here, right now. He's a close father. And for a lot of us, we struggle with this. We're talking about dealing with struggles from growing up to now. Some of us grew up with absentee dads. Maybe a great dad, but he was just never there. He was always on a business trip or doing something with his buddies. And even when he was at home, he was pretty disconnected from what was going on in the family. And it's pretty easy to take that over into our concept of God and think, well, maybe God's like that. He's not close. He's not really there. The truth of the matter is, God is close. A lot of us struggle with this. Studies show that since the 1970s until now, because of two-parent families and a lot of stresses, two-income families and a lot of stresses on family, that average family has parents spending 22 hours less with kids from now since the 1970s. So a lot of families have struggled with this. And because of this, you can easily have a difficult time understanding God and his closeness to you. And because of this, many of us go into this thing where we begin to try to, just like maybe we did with parents growing up, we begin to try to earn God's love by the spiritual things that we do. You can't earn God's love. It is an incredible gift that God has given to you. You cannot earn it. But we try to do that. I mean, we show up at church and we feel like I'm earning God's love. I mean, here, I'm at church. It's Super Bowl Sunday. I'm here at church. I should be like dip and like doing avocado things right now. But here I am. I'm at church. God, am I earning your love right now? Or I'm reading Bible verses, or I memorized a Bible verse this last week. I am earning God's love. You cannot earn God's love. Let me just take a burden off of your life. The most freeing word in the world, if you're trying to earn God's love, is this. Stop. Just stop. It's like a kid getting presents at Christmas, and after they open every present, they run out and shovel snow for 20 minutes to try to earn each present. And the parents are going, what are you doing? It's a gift. God's love is a gift to us. It grows us, it matures us, but it begins as a gift. You want some good news? Look at the next three statements there in your outline. Here's the encouraging news about God's love for you. Number one, God is never too busy for me. That's how close he is. That's the kind of love that he has. He's never too busy. The Bible says this in Psalm 145:18. Let's read this verse up on the screen. The Lord is near to all who call on him. Every time you call, he's right there. He's near. It's not like God says, her again? Him again? I mean, like there's a million people in line. Get in line. I mean, what are you doing here again? No, God is near every moment when you call. He is that great that he can be near to every one of us every moment of every day. God thinks about you a lot more than you think about him. He thought about you before you were born. He thinks about you every moment of every day. And the truth is, sometimes, too many times, I get too busy for God. He never gets too busy for me. That's encouraging. That's how close he is. This is encouraging to me, too. God loves to meet my needs. And you might even circle that word, loves. He loves to meet my needs. He doesn't just do it because he has to, begrudgingly. He loves to. Just like those of you that are parents, you may look at your life and you feel like, I got a lot of struggles, and you see your own selfishness, and you just see some things in your life that are not right, but you still love to meet the needs of your kids. It's one of the things you love to do. You love to see the smile on your face. If we're like that, well, here's what Jesus said about it. It's the next verse in your outline. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 7, if you know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? One of the greatest things that you could do this next year is begin to enjoy the fact that God enjoys giving good gifts to you. It's something he loves to do. And here's something else about God's closeness to you. It's the third statement there. He is sympathetic to my hurts. God cares. Some of you went through something this last week, and you need this verse, this next verse. The Bible says in Psalm 34, verse 18, the Lord is close to the brokenhearted, and he saves those who are crushed in spirit. Maybe your heart was broken last week, or maybe it was a long time ago that it was broken, but you felt it this last week. And this is a reminder of the fact that God is close to you. God understands. He is a close Father. So turn to Him.
The first word that every little baby learns in the Middle East is the word Abba. Abba is the most intimate form of the word for father. It means Abba, Papa, Dada, Abba, Daddy. This is the word in Aramaic that Jesus used when he says we are to call God our Father. Daddy, Abba, Papa. The most intimate form of closeness that Tom was just talking about. Very intimate term. That's how personal God wants you to be with Him. Call me Daddy. Abba.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We're so thankful you've chosen to spend some time with us. If you've missed any part of this broadcast, you can go to PastorRick.com and listen again. Rick will be back to close out our time in just a moment, but first, perhaps the most important role you can play in the life of a child is teaching them to trust God through prayer. It's the key to living with hope. Jesus said we should always pray and never give up. That's why it's so important to strengthen the hope of children by introducing them to Jesus' model for prayer at an early age. With this in mind, we're excited to tell you about a very special resource to help you do just that. It's called The Lord's Prayer, Words of Hope and Happiness. This book brings the poetic scripture of the King James Version of the Bible to life. Readers young and old will enjoy thoughtful insights from New York Times bestselling author, Pastor Rick Warren, and stunning illustrations by award-winning artist, Richard Jesse Watson. It's sure to become a meaningful bedtime ritual, a treasured memory, and a lasting legacy that bears good fruit for generations to come. The Lord's Prayer, Words of Hope and Happiness, is the perfect way to share the beauty and richness of the Lord's Prayer with the children the Lord has placed in your life, and we'll send it to you when you give a gift to Daily Hope to help take the good news to people everywhere. Call 800-600-5004 to support Daily Hope, and we'll send you this powerful resource. Or you can visit PastorRick.com. That's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. Here's Pastor Rick with a letter from one of our listeners.
You know, I've often said that I'm addicted to change lives. It's what keeps me going. One good story from you can keep me going for another month. To hear how God's working in your life, it just keeps me motivated. So you bless me with your stories. Here's one that came from a woman named Tania, who's a brand new believer. She wrote, Pastor Rick, I'm a new person in Christ, and I'm learning more and more every day. My supervisor here at work came in about a week ago and told me about your Daily Hope devotional and your broadcast. I am now hooked. Listening to Daily Hope each morning has become a blessing to my soul. It's really helped me to implement the Word of God in my daily life. Well, Tania, this is why we do what we do. This is why we do Daily Hope, for people like you, people who want to grow, who desire to grow, and who take the time to grow by getting into God's Word on a daily basis. Now, I want you to notice something about Tania's story. She didn't find the Daily Hope broadcast or podcast on her own. It was her coworker who told her about Daily Hope. Who have you told? You may have been listening to Daily Hope for weeks or months or even longer. Would you be an agent of love and an agent of hope and tell four or five people this week? Look for somebody today. Send an email. Write a text. Call somebody on the phone and say, this has helped me in my spiritual life, and I want to pass it on to you that Daily Hope can help you grow in your faith and in your walk in Christ. Thanks for listening today. Be sure to join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our daily hope and tell somebody about it. God bless you.
If you'd like to let Rick know how this broadcast has blessed your life, please write him at rick@pastorrick.com. That's Rick@pastorrick.com. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.